Support for programming on NET Radio comes from SMG Lincoln and Mammoth, presenting Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Love and Comedy Tour 2017 at Pinewood Bowl Theatre in Lincoln on Saturday, August 12th. For tickets, Ticketmaster.com. Support for programming comes from Sinful Sydney's 150, a statehood celebration with concerts, a car show, historical reenactments, and more, August 18th through 20th in Sydney, Nebraska. More info on Facebook at Sinful Sydney 150 Sesquicentennial Celebration. Support for programming also comes from the UNL Confucius Institute, offering Chinese conversational language, business Chinese, art classes, and folk music and dance at UNL, UNO, SEC, and Bellevue University. For more information and class schedules, confuciusinstitute.unl.edu.
Good morning and welcome to Friday Live here on NET Radio, live from the Mill in Lincoln's Haymarket. I'm Genevieve Randall. We'll be featuring some live music today with two different bands. I'll also be talking with former U.S. Poet Laureate and Nebraska Poet Ted Kooser. We'll learn about Czech Days in Wilbur. Tada Theater will be here to talk about their new production. And we'll meet the Lincoln Arts Council Emerging Artist being honored for this year's Lincoln Arts Festival. You won't want to miss seeing our musicians this morning. We stream video each week, so you can watch all the goings-on here at the Mill. That video stream is at our website, netnebraska.org. Just click on the Live and On Demand button. Or there's also a link on the Friday Live page. And again, that website, netnebraska.org/radio. We'll start with one of our performers today. This band is here in the U.S. to play in Wilbur as part of Czech Days, August 5th and 6th. That's tomorrow and Sunday. We get to hear them right now playing live here at the Mill in downtown Lincoln. This is Cymbalova Muzika Vojara here on Friday Live on NET Radio.
Oh,
We are the Czech Cymbalom band Cymbalova Muzika Vojara playing here live on Friday Live, coming to you from the mill in Lincoln's Haymarket. We'll hear from them once more later in the program and get to meet two band members. They are performing at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Czech Cultural Center in Wilbur and at the Foxhole Tavern from 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday as part of Czech Days in Wilbur. Next, I'm joined by Nebraska poet Ted Kooser. He will give a poetry reading a week from tomorrow, Saturday, August 12th, at the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum. That's about an hour's drive from Lincoln in Clarinda, Iowa. The gallery there has a Nebraska connection, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
And enjoy some music together.
Yeah,
to boot.
Yeah.
This art museum in Clarinda I mentioned has a Nebraska connection. What is that connection?
Well, Robert and Karen Duncan. Robert is the chairman emeritus of Duncan Aviation. They both of them grew up in Clarinda, and several years ago, Karen purchased the old Carnegie Library in their hometown, wanting to do something for that community, and they have restored it into this beautiful gallery. And so I suggested that we do a poetry reading there just to see if we can bring some people in from the community that might not otherwise go in and have a look, you know. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what we're going to do, yeah.
And it's part of the Duncan's collection that's there.
That's true, yeah.
So.
Yeah. The Duncans have, I believe this to be a fact, that the Duncans have one of the largest private art collections of contemporary art in the country.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So will you be reading from several of your books or most recent collections? What are you choosing from?
Well, I had a chapbook come out this spring, and I thought I'd read from that, but perhaps some newer poems as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then have you brought a poem or two to read for us today?
I have a poem I could read, yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit, too, about which poem you're going to read, of course. And if you want to give background now or after, either way is fine.
Okay. I write a great deal of work about things as ordinary as possible. And this is this one is called Milk Jug. We all know milk jugs. After a week of heavy rains, an empty gallon milk jug appeared in our pond. Far out on the glassy brown surface, it floated, settled in like a hen on a nest, and surrounded by other debris washed down from the ditch by the road. There were pieces of bark, a post, a quart beer bottle sunk to its shoulders, neck listing a bit to one side, but it was that jug. In the midday light, it looked like a light bulb, a bubble, a pearl. That seemed at the center of everything. It was filled with a pale, milky light that buoyed it up and that seemed to be slowly drawing it over the water with all of the flotsam following, keeping its distance, though by the end of the week, the jug had gathered it all to one side of the pond and had woven the pieces together into a small congregation. The soiled, the hurt, the broken, the derelict, now hand in hand, an assembly of troubles with the jug at the center draped in its dirty white robe.
Oh, Ted, thank you. What I love most about that is that you've taken something, well, as you said, something maybe every day, but also something that could be seen as just, you know, garbage in water, but you've made it just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I might read one more here. Barred owl. We have a lot of barred owls out where we live. He takes whichever seat is available at the back of the dawn and settles in, pulling his old gray overcoat around him. And now and then throughout the morning he hoots, but softly, like a man calling out from a dream. None of us could find him if we looked, but if we hoot correctly, sometimes he'll come, soundless, tree to tree, like somebody shuffling along in his slippers, eyes burning, peevish for being disturbed, his claws curled back and hidden in his sleeves.
Thank you so much for reading that one as well. Have you given readings before at the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum?
No, I have not. No, and I think this is the first reading they will have had over there, yeah.
Have you seen any of the collection they have there?
I went to the grand opening. Okay. Yeah, they have some marvelous things there. And it's such a beautiful environment, you know. And, you know, as you said, it's not terribly far from Lincoln. Yeah.
Sure. Well, we should also mention that you can link through to more information about the reading on our website. And you and I chatted a bit before online about how you do have to RSVP so that you make sure that there's room there because there is limited space.
Yeah.
And we'll provide a link on the Friday Live page there. Ted Kooser will be reading poetry a week from tomorrow in Clarinda at the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum. Thanks for talking with me and for reading for us, Ted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Robert and Karen Duncan of Lincoln, as we mentioned, grew up in Clarinda and loaned their collection to the museum. You can learn more about how that idea for a museum came about in the first place in a story on our website. There's a link right there on the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org/radio. Still to come here on Friday Live, we'll learn about a series of performances in Lincoln's Tower Square that will highlight bands in Lincoln. There's also more live music ahead as well. To watch those performances happen live, all you need to do is go online to our website where you can see our streaming video. That's available at netnebraska.org. Check Days is underway in Wilbur, Nebraska. There are events this afternoon from 1 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And tomorrow and Sunday, a band of young musicians will play as part of the festival. They're in the United States visiting and touring. The band's name is Cimbalova Musica Voyara, featuring a kind of hammered dulcimer or cimbalome with strings. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. They're going to be playing at the Czech Cultural Center in Wilbur at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Also tomorrow from noon to 2 at the Foxhole Tavern, and again from noon to 2 at the Foxhole on Sunday. So joining me right now from the band are Libor Mishurets and Pavel Shafarik, also Stephen Arecki, who's been helping facilitate the band's stay here in Nebraska. So nice to meet all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. I read that you're all from different regions of the Czech Republic, so do you want to talk about those regions and where you're from?
Yeah, well, sure, why not? I just tried to start. Well, basically, the region we are coming from is South Moravia, which is part of the Czech Republic. Basically, to better imagine, it's like between Bohemia and Slovakia. I mean, still a part of the Czech Republic, used to be part of the Czechoslovakia in the past. So this is our main region, containing many, smaller regions, but I'm not very sure we can open this topic. But anyway, for our, people who are listening, I guess it's important that we are from the South Moravia.
Okay, sounds good. And how did the band get together?
It was like 8 years ago. I've met with a bass player, and then we bring other members. Then it was our first violinist, and then the cymbal player. So we put together, start practicing, and here we are.
All right. Well, it sounds fantastic. Thank you again for playing for us today.
Thank you very much.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. And if you're not watching online already, you're wearing some traditional dress today, too. You all have beautiful outfits on with stitching. It's very traditional. Do you have anything to say about where the clothing comes from?
It's a really old one. It comes from area around my hometown, which is totally on the border with Slovakia and with Austria, so totally from the south part of country. And each small region has their own costumes. Like if you go 7 miles away, so the guys, they can wear like the yellow pants. I'm wearing red ones, if people can't see it. But
right.
So this can be like 200 years old costume, for the holidays, or if people go to the church for like the better,
To dress up a little bit more. I see. Fancier dress.
Fancier.
We were talking before the show a little bit about how Nebraska has the highest percentage of Czech Americans in the United States. So I think it might be interesting for you guys to see. I know at Czech Days there's a lot of people who also bring out some of their traditional costuming and dresses and everything. So yeah. I'm curious to find out what that's like for you guys. Stephen, how did you hear about the band, and how did it come about that they would be playing in Nebraska?
Well, several years ago, I met a Robeshek Scholar student at the University of Nebraska, and we've stayed in contact. And this past fall, he contacted me, and he says, I have these friends that have a band, and they'd like to come play for the Czech Festival. And so I've made the arrangements for them to come over, and I'm very happy that they're here. They're wonderful.
Very nice. And we're going to hear the band play again in about 10 minutes from now. I'm curious to know just a little bit more about specifically one of the instruments we're hearing. If you watch online, you can recognize violins or fiddles, depending on how you think about it, and a bass. But sitting here on the floor, we have this very large instrument with strings across it, and the musician playing this instrument is hitting it with these hammers. What are we looking at here?
Well, it's called dulcimer in English. The other name for it is cymbalum or cymbal. It originally, I'm not very sure about the whole history, but it originally came from Hungary, where the instrument is quite popular, as far as popular in Slovakia and the Czech Republic as well, in the region of Moravia of our republic. And it's like a really, the based instrument of every single dulcimer music because of the dulcimer. And it's quite popular between, people in Moravia. So, yeah, that's it.
And this particular instrument, Stephen, you were telling me, is going to kind of live here in Nebraska now, because I imagine it's pretty hard to ship an instrument this large overseas. So how did the instrument come here, this particular one?
Well, I called around to anybody who had even the slightest dulcimer, and half the people had never heard of a cymbal. So we decided that in order to get one here for them to play, that they would need to find one in the old country. And then we had it shipped here, and it will stay on display at the Wilbur Czech Museum.
Amazing. So the very instrument we're hearing today, you'll be able to see in the future in Wilbur. I've been talking here with Libor Mishurets and Pavel Shafarik. They are with Cymbalova Muzika Vajara. Their band is playing in Wilbur as part of Czech Days. And Stephen Arecki has been here this morning as well, facilitating their appearance here. Thanks to all of you for being part of the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephen, or excuse me, the band is playing in Wilbur one more time, 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Czech Cultural Center, and then both tomorrow and Sunday from noon to 2 at the Foxhole Tavern. And we will have links on our website as well on the Friday Live page. You can just go to netnebraska.org. Another live performance from the band is just ahead. We'll also hear music from a local folk and roots band, Jack Hotel, and we'll meet cast from the newest production at Tada Theater, that and much more here on Friday Live on NET Radio and netnebraska.org. Thank you. debut novel about a young African couple who immigrate to New York City just as the Great Recession begins is already on the New York Times bestseller list. Behold the Dreamers by Mbolo Embwe also won the Penn Faulkner Award. All About Books host Pat Leach found the novel deserving of all the attention.
This book reads quickly for the very best reasons. Embwe sets out the contrasts and conflicts early on. She's created complex characters and lets them speak largely in their own voices. I found myself seeing the best in each of the primary characters, even though Embwe also shows each at their worst.
Hear more about the novel Behold the Dreamers on All About Books. That's available on our website, netnebraska.org/allaboutbooks. Hear Nebraska begins its 2017 Hear Lincoln concert series this afternoon at Tower Square in Lincoln. That starts at 5 p.m. Hear Nebraska's Spencer Munson is here to tell us about it. Good morning, Spencer.
Morning.
And we also have one of our band members from Jack Hotel here this morning, Gunter Volker.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. So tell us about some of the bands kicking off this year's series and what kind of music they play.
Well, today we have actually a pretty diverse group. Jack Hotel will be kicking it off. Wonderful Americana roots music. And then later we have the Risky Click, a female-led rock band that'll close the party out.
Okay. And then the music each week is usually from 5 to 7 p.m., but there's another event going on today, correct, at 4 p.m. called Spit Seeds for Proceeds?
Yes, to kick off.
What's that about?
To kick off here, Lincoln, we decided to have kind of a special event, and we were lucky to work with a couple partners. Downtown Lincoln, Evil Empire, and Whole Foods donated a huge pallet of watermelon, and we're going to cut it up, and we've got some local celebrities, and we're going to have a watermelon seed spitting contest to complement the wonderful music tonight.
I don't think I've ever heard of that actually happening locally for, you know, a fundraising, so.
Right. You usually hear of maybe cherry seed spitting contest. So we looked up some rules, kind of fudged them a little bit. It should be fun.
So Gunter, why don't you tell us a little bit about Jack Hotel, how long you guys have been playing, a little bit of the history there of the band.
Sure. We've been together for about 5 years now, which is kind of odd for me to say. It doesn't seem like it's been that long at all. We kind of formed when my steel player, Joe Salvati, and I had been playing together with a woman named Ember. We got to know each other through that and ran into each other kind of randomly at a restaurant and said we should get together and keep making music together. So, yeah, it kind of just formed around that.
And there's two of you playing this morning, but there are more of you in the band.
Yeah, there are four of us. Yep.
Okay. And how would you describe what kind of music you play? And you play originals, too.
Yeah. I don't know. That's always really tricky. But, I know it's not very descriptive, but it's folk music. I don't know. It's basically simple music that I think you can latch on to relatively quickly. But, you know, people have their associations with the word folk music, and it means a lot of different things. We play country blues and there are hints of bluegrass and, you know, old time and stuff like that, too.
Who writes your songs primarily?
Primarily me. Yeah.
All right. Well, very nice. We look forward to hearing more of your music today. You're playing two songs today.
Yeah.
And we'll get to hear that coming up in, I can't figure out how many minutes from now. We'll find out. It's just later on in the show. Spencer, how many more weeks is the series running? And who are some of the other bands?
Yeah, we are doing 9 weeks of the series leading up to Lincoln Calling, which is our little festival in downtown Lincoln. We've got a really diverse group. We've got a couple bands that'll do a little bit of reggae and ska. We've got some hip-hop acts, and then, again, more traditional rock and folk. So it's a little bit of something for everybody.
I love the variety, too, of all the music that we have here in Lincoln. Spencer Munson works with Hear Nebraska, as well as Jazz and June, and many other things here locally, and was here to tell us about the Hear Lincoln concert series, along with one of our band members this morning, Gunter Volker, from Jack Hotel. That series begins this afternoon, 4 p.m. at Tower Square in Lincoln. Spencer and Gunter, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Still to come this morning, members of one of the bands on that Hear Lincoln series performing for us, and we'll talk with the cast of a show that takes the audience to the golden age of American music. Right now, we get to hear another live performance from our Czech band, Cymbalová Muzika Voliara, playing live here at the Mill on NET Radio's Friday Live.
Thank you.
Simbalova Musica Vajara playing live for us here at the Mill. They will be playing tomorrow and Sunday in Wilbur for Czech Days. And you can link to a schedule of events and more about the band on the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org. Still ahead here on Friday Live, I'll have highlights from our arts calendar. We'll meet an award-winning dancer teaching at a ballet camp in Lincoln. And there's more live music ahead as well. That and more here on Friday Live on NET Radio. Smokey Joe's Cafe opens next Thursday, August 10th, at the Tada Theater in Lincoln. Cast members Nick Akins and Lisa Taylor are here to tell us about it. Good morning, Nick and Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have both of you on the show. So where in time and place is Smokey Joe's Cafe, and what's the story?
Oh, my. I mean, this is one of my favorite genres ever. Going back to 1950s, 60s with music like Ruby Baby. All the music is written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And we got songs like Ruby Baby, Searchin' that was made popular by the Coasters. You got Hound Dog that was made popular by Elvis. Also have songs like Stand By Me. Everybody knows Stand By Me that was made famous by Benny King. So all those wonderful tunes from that era.
So it really sounds to me like it's songs that are really popular, made popular by musicians whose names we know.
Yes.
But a lot of people may not be familiar with the writers of those songs.
Exactly.
So what roles do the two of you play?
Well, I play the role that was made famous by BJ in the Broadway production. And Nick can tell you a lot more about his role.
I play a role that was made famous by, his name was Victor, but I think the interesting thing about this thing is that there's not really, like, roles per se.
Right.
Your character is kind of defined by the song,
mm-hmm.
So your character becomes whatever the story of the song is. So, like, there's a song that I sing, I Who Have Nothing,
uh-huh.
is a guy who is, love of his life is, walked out on him and is with somebody else, and, so he's just, like, this... somber character, but there are other songs that I sing that I'm a lot happier. So whatever song you sing kind of becomes who you are at the moment.
So how many songs do you get in the show, Nick? Roughly?
I don't know if I've even...
Haven't thought about
how many, yeah.
Four, I think. I sing, like, backups in, like, quite a few of them, but solo by myself, like, four, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Lisa, what songs do you get to sing?
Oh, let's see. Okay, so I get to sing... Fools Fall in Love. There's a fast version, and then there's a slower version in Act Two that's kind of has a gospel feel to it. So we really kind of go to town on that one. And I also get to sing Hound Dog. So that's a fun one, too. I'm kind of mad at my partner at that point. I'm telling him, get away from my door, you hound dog.
Kind of a fun role to play you're doing that.
A lot of fun. Yes.
What are each of your favorite songs in the show that you don't get to sing?
Oh, wow. You know what? I really love the song that Angela Onaha sings. It's called Don Juan. I love that song. I'm always in the green room just kind of getting down to it while she's out there singing.
How about for you, Nick?
I think I really, really love the song. It's a duet in our show called, it's a mashup of two songs, Love Me and then Don't.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that song is so good. Except I really love the female part of the duet is my favorite. So it's really funny because if I would sing it, I would sing the female part. But that song's great.
Excellent. And do you know what's next for Ta-Da after this production?
I believe, I should have done my homework, but I believe the show is called Evil Dead. I believe it's the next
Evil
one.
Evil Dead the musical, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
It's supposed to be a really nice one. So
that one's funny.
The Evil Dead fans are just right now losing it because they're like, wait, Evil Dead the musical?
Yeah.
I love it. I've been talking here with cast from Smokey Joe's Cafe, which opens Thursday, August 10th, and continues through August 27th at Ta-Da Theater in Lincoln, just around the corner from where we are at right now, broadcasting today. Nick Akins and Lisa Taylor are both performing in that production. Here to tell us about it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to chat with you. Stay with NET Radio for more Friday Live, including more live music and a chat with this year's Lincoln Arts Festival Emerging Artist. Plus, you can experience the show in a visual way with our weekly streaming video that's available to watch at netnebraska.org.
Support for humanities-related programming on NET Radio comes from Humanities Nebraska, delivering opportunities to engage with history and culture on the web at humanitiesnebraska.org.
First Friday event at the International Quilt Study Center and Museum features nationally known author and collector Bill Volkening in the lecture at 5:30 p.m. tonight. Artist Marianne Chaney will have an artist reception and exhibition tonight at the Schoolhouse Art Gallery in Brownville at 6 p.m. Her work will be there through August 27th. And an official Nebraska 150 event will include a four-hour writing workshop, The Rim of the Prairie, a writing practice marathon. That's at the Kimball Public Library at 1 p.m. on Sunday. For more information about these and other events, visit our website, netnebraska.org/radio. As sesquicentennial celebrations continue across the state, a conference at Ponca State Park celebrates our state history and culture through storytelling, including several special guests. One of those guests is Nebraska State poet Twyla Hansen.
I will give a poetry reading and a creative writing workshop, but I am just one of 15 presenters at this conference, so I'm very excited to help out and also participate in the other workshops and readings.
Hear my conversation with Twyla Hansen and Ponca State Park Events Manager Lynn Mellick about the 150 Years of Storytelling event. That's in this week's Friday Live Extra podcast. Listen online or download at netnebraska.org/radio. Still to come this morning, Lincoln Midwest Ballet has some special guests in town to work with dance students, and we'll meet a gentleman who works for a bank by day, but in his off hours is an artist. You can see see our guests and see our live music performances via our video stream this morning. That's available at netnebraska.org. Next, here on Friday Live, we'll hear members Gunter Volker and Kim Taruk of Jack Hotel. They are based in Lincoln and are part of the Hear Lincoln series of concerts. Right now, we hear them live from the Mill Coffee and Tea performing Hattie Barlow here on NET Radio's Friday Live. Performance here at the Mill from members of Jack Hotel. They are playing on the Hear Lincoln concert series presented by Hear Nebraska, and we'll get to hear them again in just about 10 minutes here on Friday Live on NET Radio. Right now, I'm joined by Deb Weber and Lori McAllister from Lincoln Arts Council to talk about this year's Lincoln Arts Festival and about my third guest sandwiched in between them here on the bench, Tom Sullivan, who by day is First Vice President, Senior Portfolio Manager manager for Union Bank and Trust, but Tom is also a self-taught Lincoln-based artist working with ink and ink wash, and we'll learn more about that as well. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning, Genevieve.
Great to have a nice full bench here on Friday Live. So this year's Lincoln Arts Festival is September 30th and October 1st, and each year there's an emerging artist honored as part of the festival. Why choose an emerging artist each year to honor? Who wants that one? Deborah Laurie.
I can start with that. Our goal with having an emerging artist as part of the show is to help someone who has work that is incredibly exceptional, as is the case with Tom Sullivan, to give him the opportunity to be part of an outdoor festival. It's not easy to do. It takes specialized equipment, and it's a way to help them kind of launch into the Lincoln culture and help develop customers and clients.
And Tom, I understand you started drawing about 7 years ago.
Yes.
What inspired that?
Well, I always drew when I was a kid. I could draw Snoopy or Garfield or things like that. I'd never tried drawing a person before. And my son asked me to draw a picture, and I did, and it actually worked out pretty well. And so from there, I just kept drawing and eventually came up with my own style.
Yeah, you work in kind of an interesting way, primarily drawing with ink on things like sheet music or dictionary paper or different materials. Why is that? What led you to that?
Yeah, I followed an artist from Australia, actually, that draws on book pages. And I really felt that brought the images to life. And I found some old vintage sheet music, drew on it. It was wonderful. They actually brought me a music book from 1886 this morning that's sitting over there that I'll be tearing apart and drawing in soon. and so to me, it really adds depth. Almost all of my pieces are done on 100-year-old paper.
And you actually have a show tonight. It is First Friday. You want to tell us about your show tonight?
I do have a First Friday show tonight. It's at the Boiler Brewing Company in the Grand Manse, and that will be from 5 to 9 o'clock.
And how long has the festival been honoring an emerging artist? Has it been for all the years of the festival?
Yes, every year, and this is festival number 17.
Congratulations on that. That's wonderful. What else does Lincoln Arts Council have coming up this month and next?
Well, it's all hands on deck for that wonderful festival. It's when all the white tents appear in the west parking lot at South Point Pavilions, and it is the 17th Lincoln Arts Festival. We have 92 artists scheduled to come, representing 21 different states, and of those artists, 26 are brand new to our festival. So
wow.
A lot of great variety. Plus, we will have live music, as we do each year, featuring local bands. And new this year, we're going to have creative conversations inside Barnes & Noble. We've got three local design and arts professionals that are going to be just sharing their tips and suggestions for what to look for and how to purchase art.
And Laura, you mentioned Barnes & Noble, and that's right there where the festival is held at South Point Pavilions in South Lincoln.
Correct.
And you also said all hands on deck. How is it that you make this festival happen? Volunteer work a lot, right?
It is. We've got, in fact, opportunities for people to sign up to volunteer even now. They can go online, signupgenius.com, and you actually search by an email. That's the easiest way to find our schedule. It's volunteer, L-A-F, Volunteer Lincoln Arts Festival, at gmail.com. We've got about 158 time slots to be filled and several tasks, everything from helping the artists to set up tents to working the gates and making our guests feel welcome. So there are opportunities for people of all abilities and all ages to help with the festival. And it really is a fun way to support what has really become known as the friendliest show on the circuit. And so the only way we can pull that off, of course, is with a lot of Lincoln hospitality being extended.
And hopefully the weather cooperates. Do you have a rain date plan, or do you just...
We're planning on sun that weekend, Genevieve.
I gotcha.
I want you to know this.
It's it's going to be like today.
It's going to be like today, which is pretty beautiful here in Lincoln.
Yes.
And I think across the state as well. Anything we missed? I think we got a lot in there.
You've got it.
Music artists. We've met Tom this morning. So nice to meet you, Tom.
Thank you.
The Lincoln Arts Festival, that is again September 30th and October 1st, held at South Point Pavilions. Tom Sullivan is the emerging artist for this year. Thanks again for telling us about your artwork. And Deb Weber, Lori McAllister with Lincoln Arts Council. Thanks for telling us about the festival.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Y'all come.
Sounds good. There's live music just ahead and more about ballet camps and upcoming Nutcracker auditions. That's all coming up here on Friday Live on NET Radio. Thanks for listening to Friday Live on NET Radio and for streaming audio or video on netnebraska.org. We are broadcasting this week from the Mill in Lincoln's historic Haymarket District. A quick note that Friday Live will be on vacation for 2 weeks. There are no shows August 11th and 18th. However, we will have fresh episodes of the Friday Live Extra for you online to get your arts fix. You'll also be able to hear great classical music those two mornings on Morning Concert on NET Radio. And then Friday Live returns here at the Mill on August 25th. Right now, another performance from a band who is part of the Hear Lincoln concert series at Tower Square that gets started tonight at 4 p.m. We get to hear members Gunter Volker and Kim Taruk from Jack Hotel performing County Tower Blues here on Friday Live on NET Radio.
Blackbirds and your cold, lonely wet time.
bedside table spots a cigarette that only cost a nickel. It's as much as you could get. And 4 and 20 train cars as they rattle on down the track all seem to rattle off the reason you don't have the things you lack. Well, the moon is like the second hand while the season's past the hour. And time's a cruel account sitting in some counting tower with money and hate and love and fate and the weight of your misdeeds. All the times you tried and simply failed to succeed. Instead counting your alliances and counting your mistakes. And if they give you something, man, they'll keep track of what you take. And you will wake up in a cold motel, alone in drenched in sweat. You're divested of your plenty, and you're cold and lonely. Blackbirds drawn in moonlit silhouette, reflected in the broken motel television set. Something's gonna happen, hasn't even happened yet. 4 and 20 blackbirds in your cold, lonely winter.
Performing live here at the Mill in downtown Lincoln, we heard members of Jack Hotel. They will perform in Lincoln's Tower Square as part of the Hear Lincoln concert series kicking off tonight at 4 p.m. in Tower Square here in downtown Lincoln. And you can link to more information about that and all of the events you hear about on Friday Live by going to netnebraska.org/radio. Lincoln Midwest Ballet Company's Get On Point Master Series Camp is this week. Award-winning ballet choreographer Ryan Nye and Madeline Stein have been teaching at the camp that will help dancers get ready for the upcoming auditions for the Nutcracker. LMBC board member in charge of Nutcracker auditions, Debbie Erickson, joins Ryan Nye to tell us about the camp, the auditions, and much more. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
And it's nice to meet you and have you in town, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, where are you from, and what brought you to Lincoln for the camp?
I am from Maine originally. My wife and I and two children live in Kansas City. In 2012, I want to say, I guess 5 years ago, my wife worked for LMBC, so she lived in Lincoln for a short while. So we developed a relationship here, and Sherry, the director, asked me to come back and teach this program for the week.
Nice. So a family of dancers you have.
Yes.
I like it. How long did you dance before you started doing choreography as well?
I had probably a 15-year professional career, mm-hmm. But I did my first piece of choreography in 2003. In Canada, I was at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet School, and they did a choreographic workshop for students to choreograph on students, and that's where I did my first work.
Nice. What's the most important thing you can teach an aspiring dancer?
You know, in 1 week, it's hard to make anything stick. So much of the training or your ability to improve depends on consistency and training constantly,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. 5 days a week. But when you teach a master series like this for just 1 week, you try to leave them with some concepts to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that's really important for young dancers to learn that they probably won't really understand until they're professional and sort of seasoned is how hard the work is. and how hard you can actually work without breaking yourself.
I was going to say, every dancer I talk to, it's such physical work.
It is.
It's just amazing. And I'm sure you go through a long physical journey throughout your career.
You sure do. I'm 31, and I am retired.
Right.
I had a foot surgery in 2015.
Wow.
And it really takes a toll on your body, arthritis and, you know, injuries and things like that. So generally the age to leave is somewhere between 30 and 38.
Amazing. Well, we're so glad again to have you in town to work with these students. Debbie, when are the Nutcracker auditions this year?
They are on September 9th, and we are doing online registrations that are required this year starting on Monday for dancers 8 years and up, mm-hmm. and for gymnasts 6 years and up.
All right. And then when are the Nutcracker performances coming up?
We will be at the Lead Center on December 16th and 17th.
And Ryan, while we've got you here, what do you think is most important for these students preparing for those auditions? I mean, a performance and dancing just in and of itself is one thing, but an audition is yet another thing.
Sure. You know, auditions are tough. I think when a choreographer comes into a company or if I'm looking for a job, they're are probably 40 dancers in the room that are all of the same technical ability as me. I think your ability to stand out as an artist and showcase your personality and why a specific role would fit you, why the audience would like to see you, and then hopefully you can catch the auditioner's eye that way.
All right. Lincoln Midwest Ballet Company's Get On Point Master Series Camp is this week, getting dancers ready for the September 9th auditions for the Nutcracker. Ryan Nye, who is working at the camp this week, and LMBC board member Debbie Erickson, who is helping with auditions, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to chat with you. The Omaha Symphony is doing something a little different for one performance this year. Corbin Hirschhorn of KVNO has more.
Omaha Performing Arts and Omaha Symphony are experimenting with a new event, the Rusty Musician Experience. Amateur musicians will be given a chance to play alongside members of the Omaha Symphony. After registering and obtaining a seat, local musicians will play in open rehearsals of Tchaikovsky's March Slav, John Williams' Superman theme, and Holst's First Suite. The rehearsals will be conducted by assisting conductor of the Omaha Symphony, Enrico Lopez Yanez, who explained that this experience won't be much different than the real thing.
The experience will be really exciting. They get to arrive at the hall, sit next to members of the orchestra. It'll be an open rehearsal, which means you can bring your friends and family and they can sit in the auditorium and watch the entire process. We'll work through the pieces first, and then, of course, at the end of the rehearsal, sort of perform them for whoever you may have brought into the concert hall to watch you perform side by side with the Omaha Symphony. And it'll be like any rehearsal that we would have for another concert program. So you can really get that experience of what is it like for a professional musician to rehearse and sort of prepare a piece and then get to perform it for their audience that's there.
The only requirements for the Rusty Musician Experience: 16 years of age, read music, and have an instrument featured in the arrangement. All experience levels are welcome, so there's no reason to be timid, explained Dominic Green, Community Engagement Manager at Omaha Performing Arts.
The community members that we've talked to, they're just gung-ho. They've been waiting for an experience like this. They've always dreamed about playing side-by-side with the Omaha Symphony members, people of all ages, again, from 16 through a couple of that I know that are in their 80s. And so this has been a dream that they've wanted to have, and it's coming true for them.
The Rusty Musician Experience offers aspiring musicians and longtime hobbyists a chance to connect with the symphony, but also a valuable experience for symphony members.
I think it's great because it's a learning experience for both parties. It's not just the amateur musicians that are getting something from this event, but actually the professional musicians as well. It's building community, it's building interest in the arts, and thankfully we have musicians that love to collaborate and love to go out into the community and perform with high school students, perform with professional musicians, they teach, and it's a great opportunity for them to share their love for their instrument with somebody in the community member who may have been watching them perform now for 20 or more years, you know, just sitting in the hall. So now they get to share that passion on a close level, which is really exciting.
Omaha Performing Arts has had over 140 registrations already, so unfortunately some seats are filled, including flutes, clarinets, trumpets, and tenor trombones. You're in luck, however, playing strings, oboe, bassoon, French horn, bass trombone, piccolo, saxophone, or percussion. Registration for the Rusty Musician Experience ends August 15th. Registered musicians will receive confirmation and sheet music by the 17th. Open rehearsals will be on September 24th. To register, visit omahaperformingarts.org. For Friday Live, I'm Corbin Hirshhorn.
Coming up this morning on NET Radio, classical music on Morning Concert, and this afternoon, Laura Black and Classics by Request. Be sure to visit the NET website for podcasts of the show at netnebraska.org/radio. Thanks to everyone who makes Friday Live possible, including engineer James DeShano, associate producer Dave Hughes, and help this week from Robert Goldberg. I'm Genevieve Randall.